Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to the lines. Connor, how about who's on the line? Let's put somebody on.
Here comes the sun, I said, it's all
okay,
right.
Let's go to the lines. Jacqueline, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jacqueline?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, go ahead, Jacqueline. Thank you.
Okay, I can't. The 92.7 is not coming in on my radio.
Okay, well, can you hear me now?
I can hear you, but I'm talking on my telephone. I'm not listening to the radio.
You know, that's fine. Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's going out. Anybody else can get it. But I'm glad to be talking to you, Jacqueline. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
Oh, well, I listen to your show when I can. This is crazy what's happening.
Yeah, so do you have an issue, Jacqueline, that you're interested in tossing out there? Question?
Well, I was trying to, I called the FCC to see why you weren't on the air. Because my radio is not, it works otherwise.
Yeah, we're on it. It should be fixed by this afternoon.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, whatever it is, Jacqueline, I'm not sure, but I can hear you.
Okay.
And a lot of people have been calling in. So if there's a glitch with one of the stations, that will be fixed shortly. Thanks a lot for calling in, Jacqueline. I really appreciate appreciate your continuing to listen. I'll tell you what, Devil Ray, this whole network is the principal liberal voice in opposition to a lot of different voices for right-wing talk radio. Right-wing talk radio permeates the state and the country. There are very few liberal talk radio stations. This is one of them. This is one of them. And we don't hold anything back. And by the way, we're not doctrinaire in any respect. I mean, I get calls from people on the left saying, Matt, what are you doing? Well, I'm going to tell it like it is, Jacqueline. I'm going to tell it like it is.
Well,
anyway,
I
we're going to go back to national politics. Moscow Mitch, one of the sneakiest sorts that has ever infested the U.S. Senate, Moscow Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, has now threatened to sink, in other words, to filibuster and to block a bipartisan piece of legislation with plenty of Republicans backing it, which is to stand up to China to boost U.S. investment in tech, including computer chips, really essential tech. As you know, with the pandemic and the supply chain problems and with the Chinese theft of intellectual property, our companies have been somewhat at a disadvantage. And the Senate got together and they said, we are going to put in a bill that's going to provide for investment by the United States in conjunction with private companies to stand up to China. Moscow Mitch of Kentucky is going to stop that. He's going to filibuster it. He's going to threaten his Republican caucus that there better not be 10 of them, which is what it would need to get to 60 votes, to somehow ram that through his filibuster. Then the sneaky Kentucky dog, Moscow Mitch McConnell, what does he do? He goes to Chuck Schumer and he goes, I'll let it go forward. It's a good bill, but Biden has to agree to stop any attempt to push his economic agenda going forward. In particular, what he's got to do is say he won't go forward with the soft infrastructure bill or anything else to weaken the country, to weaken the Democratic Party, to weaken Biden. And that's treason. I mean, to say that you are not going to stand up to Russia and China, and in this case it's China, but in other cases it's been Russia, because you want to blackmail the president into stopping his economic agenda when he has 2 years left on his presidency. That's treason. McConnell did it before when he refused to let Merrick Garland go forward when Obama was president. To be confirmed, that was a year before the election. McConnell said it was too close to an election. But then when Amy Coney Barrett got rammed through in lame duck, Ginsburg didn't die till October. Trump lost the election 2 weeks later. They rammed her through in lame duck, appointed by a guy who lost the election. That crooked-toed Moscow Mitch McConnell of Kentucky did that. You must understand something. The Republican Party will injure the United States deliberately for their short-term political advantage. You have to understand that. If you do not understand that, you do not understand what's going on in our government. What led up to this is Biden has sat down with Manchin, and Manchin is a guy who frankly has stabbed us a few times himself, even though he says he's a Democrat. And he's getting Manchin to say, okay, I will go ahead with, let me just shuffle this around here. I'm gonna go ahead in soft infrastructure. I had opposed soft infrastructure before. Now I will do it if you do X, Y, and Z. Cut out anything on climate, cut out this, cut out that, cut out that. But I will negotiate on pharmaceuticals. Now I will do this. So Biden and Manchin had started to cook up and put together a soft infrastructure bill that's nowhere near what Biden wanted, but it's something. It is something. And McConnell got wind of it. And it doesn't matter whether he's opposed to it or not. He's not opposed to it. He just wants to weaken the Democratic Party and Biden. And he does that by hurting the country. And he is now opposing the Chinese, anti-Chinese legislation that would boost us in computer chips. Go to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Well, you kind of hit the nail on the head there. I wouldn't trust Mitch McConnell as far as China goes in any way, because I think his wife, even though she's Taiwanese, Taiwanese extraction, I mean, I think I have plenty of business dealings with China, and probably doing it to partially to enrich himself as well. I mean, that, you know, the Republicans are lucky that rules are not the same as they were, you know, that they'd like to drag us back to, because otherwise Biden would have, you know, his men of violence approaching them and taking them out. I mean, it's they want to drag us, our country, back into the 1540s, I think, and where people were executed for, you know, very different religious beliefs. They're not happy with, you know, the 1840s. I think they want to go back to the 1740s, where people had their tons branded for blasphemy.
Mark, I love your passion. We're going to a break, unfortunately, but I'm going to respond to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Mark, thanks for calling. There were some good comments. I'll get back to commenting on them after the break. Lines are open. We're going to a break.